Deborah Moriarty, professor of piano and chair of the piano area in the College of Music here at Michigan State University. Also a recipient of a distinguished faculty award joins us. Deborah is a Massachusetts native. She made her debut with the Boston Symphony Orchestra at the age of, well, if you added the two numbers, it would be two. So 1 + 1 = 11, 11 years of age. Deborah has also served on the piano faculty of the New England Conservatory of Music, University of Lowell, and she attended Curtis Institute of Music, Juilliard School, and the New England Conservatory of Music, where she received her Master of Music degree with honors. Deborah, pleasure to have you here with us.
Pleasure to be here.
Now, the reason you're here is not specifically for music, although we will hear you at the piano, at the keyboard in just a moment. But you and I were having an interesting conversation about 2 or 3 weeks ago about WKAR-TV and your first awareness of Michigan State through WKAR.
Exactly. I think many people's first awareness of Michigan State might have been through football or through basketball, but mine was sitting at home in our living room in Lowell, Massachusetts, on our black and white TV, where we had exactly four channels, ABC, CBS, NBC, and WGBH. And on public television, there was a program called from Music for Michigan State called The Artistry Of. And it was featuring Minoru Nojima, who was the prize winner, a second prize winner at that time of the Van Cliburn competition. And at that time, there was absolutely no music programming anywhere. And this was for Michigan State, and it was a half an hour long recital, an amazing recital by this amazing pianist, who actually is still alive, but not doing very much performing. And it just, I think it changed my life in terms of seeing that kind of performance and hearing that level of playing. And it came from WKAR, and it came from Michigan State.
How fascinating. And he was not the only performer, the only musician who was ever presented on WKAR.
No, this was a series that was presented by Don Pasch, who is the producer of this series. And he basically, I think over four decades, did an amazing job in terms of doing half-hour programs. They were kind of lovely in that there was nothing fancy about them. They were very stylized. There was a column over to the left, and there was a piano in the middle, and it was a white background. And so you just focused on whoever was playing. So there was the piano. He did the Van Cliburn winners, which now you can YouTube the entire Van Cliburn competition if you want to, or the Tchaikovsky. At that point in time, there was no access to this at all. If you were the second place winner of the Van Cliburn competition, no one was going to hear you anywhere because you weren't making recordings. He also essentially discovered Kathleen Battle, who was a school teacher in Cincinnati. He was one of the first people to put Yo-Yo Ma on television. He was Jesse Norman.
Oh, my gosh. A remarkable list.
And Joshua Bell. A remarkable list, in addition to MSU faculty. So when I came to MSU, I did many, many recordings for his Artistry Of series, and I would meet people all over the place who would say, yes, I saw you. You know, because it was everywhere.
Yeah. And I must confess, our conversation was a casual one, but it came up after President Simon decided not to have WKAR be part of the auction,
right,
for Spectrum, for which many people are thankful, including, I think,
exactly,
you and me both.
Very much.
And then I realized how important this had been. You're a girl sitting in Massachusetts, becoming aware of WKAR and Michigan State University through the programs that were broadcast.
Through the programs that were broadcast, and also just opening people's eyes to what was to the music world that was out there. Mm-hmm. WKAR was responsible for that. No other station was doing that.
Right. We're talking to Deborah Moriarty, professor in piano, of piano and chair of the piano area at Michigan State University College of Music. We're going to put you at the piano in just a minute, but in your tenure here, I do want to point out that there has been a remarkable change and growth in music here at Michigan State across the board.
Yes, there has. The College of Music, we started off, when I first came, we were a Department of Music. Then we became a School of Music. Now we're a College of Music. And we have lots and lots of programming. We essentially have a lot of chamber music that we do now. We have the West Circle series that I think people hear regularly advertised, and also live broadcast on WKAR, which features our faculty playing chamber music 4 concerts a year that are composer concerts. So each concert features a composer where you can hear, for instance, Mozart, choral music, piano music, and music with winds. So, well, very exciting series.
This is a Double Dip Music Friday, so if we may ask you, and what will you be playing?
I'll be playing Debussy Prelude, okay. La Fille aux Cheveux de Lin, The Girl with the Flaxen Hair.
Okay, if we can move you over to the piano, that would be fantastic. Again, we're talking with Deborah Moriarty, Professor of Piano, Chair of the Piano Area, Michigan State University College of Music. And Deborah, thank you so much for offering to do this. Deborah Moriarty, professor in the College of Music here at Michigan State University, making this truly a live music Friday on WKAR.